Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the By Yahweh's Design Conference Call for the 28th day of October, year 2020. I am Commander Dan, your host and chairman for this meeting of the House of Jacob Israel. The agenda for today's call is, keep your powder dry, brothers. We dedicate this call to our Heavenly Father Yahweh, who is the great I Am. We also dedicate this call to His holy remnant, who are the believing sons and daughters of Jacob, who was later named Israel. Today, these people are known as the Caucasian or the true Israelite peoples of the world. Hallelujah, which means all praise Yahweh in ancient or Paleo Hebrew. To my Welsh kinsmen across the ocean, Shumai, and welcome to the program, Cymru am Byth. We will take callers later on in the program. We do ask that you keep comments and or questions short. Also, beware of language and try not to walk on top of others who may be on the call at the same time. We are in the question and answer mode, which means everybody coming in is muted until such time as you indicate you wish to speak. On a phone, you do that with *6, and on a computer, you do that with pressing the button that says Ask Question. Our website is www.pastordan.net, and Pastor Dan is all together, no spaces, pastordan.net. Put up a lot of information today on the Daily Mail page. Also, some folks are asking, how do you listen to the program live? Well, that's on the call schedule page. That's where you go and see what the upcoming programs are by agenda, and the dates and times. And if you miss the live broadcast, you can go to the archive pages and listen to it later on. And you can download it from that page as well. So we do recommend that you check the Daily Mail page out from time to time, because the email services are censoring more and more every day, just as they are deplatforming many of the truthers and content creators on YouTube and Twitter and places like that. This is a war, folks. You're in a war. I hope you understand it. That's why I entitled this Keep Your Powder Dry. Lots of pundits are saying that this could be a dark winter, and I'm not talking about the military operation called Dark Winter. I'm talking about just the fact we're getting ready to go in. We're into the fall season and getting ready to go into the winter season, and things are not looking good at this time. Now, things could change in a hurry if there's divine intervention, of course. But at the present time, the enemies of mankind seem to be in total control. And they're doing it, ironically, through the media. Almost exclusively through the media. Now, they're also doing it through coercion using the financial system. So between the two of them, that's a lot of pressure, folks. But number one, they use fear and scare tactics through the media, and most of that's the electronic media coming to you via television and things such as that, primarily television. I'm glad to see a lot of truthers are now saying to the listening audience, shut the goddamn television off, would you please? It is Satan coming into your living rooms and bedrooms. Shut it off. There is nothing of truth on television. Nothing of truth. So shut it off. It is a source, and we've been saying this for over 10 years, almost 20 years. The whole purpose of television is to propagandize, to keep you afraid, and to keep you confused. We told you that 20 years ago, and it's now in your face. So, you know, they do it through that, by making everybody afraid and pumping them full of misinformation. But they also back it up with the death grip over the finances of this world, which are all in the hands of the Zionists. Absolutely 100% in the Zionist hands. Now, remember, back when 9/11 happened, the day before, Rumsfeld said, Oh, we're missing $3 trillion. That was 20 years ago, almost 20 years ago. $3 trillion, clear back then, 2 decades ago. So you can imagine what you could buy with $3 trillion. But 9/11 happened the next day, so everybody forgot that he said it. Now, what do you think these creatures in governments were doing with $3 trillion? Well, you're seeing the effects of it today. All of the technology, all the corporations and banks they've been buying up. See, they're all in collusion. The military-industrial complex, the bankers, the government, and the media. They're all branches of the same beast. And so what do they do with that? Now we have the latest one where it was like $9 trillion lately. That was Dov Zakheim. Okay, both of them Jews. And they ought to know because they're the ones that hide in the basement of the Federal Reserve and do all the shenanigans. So they said all of a sudden all these trillions and trillions of dollars just, quote, disappeared. Well, now you know how they're able to buy up all the technology, buy up the businesses, and take the controlling interest in so many corporations. And once you do that, now you make it virtually impossible for the average person to resist. Even if they do shut their television off so that they can think, now they run into the blockade when they go out of their house. They have to go to where? The corporate stores. And so the managers at the top have put it down on the lower level people. This is what you will do. It's not backed up by any science. It's not backed up by any medical, any good, anyway, medical research. It's all to force medical martial law, which is all part of the communist takeover. And so a lot of people say, well, how can these businesses and all, some of these corporations and all, how are they, why are they going along with this? Isn't this hurting them financially? Answer is no, it's not hurting them at all. Because the government through the back door is funneling some of those trillions of dollars, including this stimulus money. Most of it is going to the corporations that are going along with the program. It's not going to you and me, folks. That paltry $1,200 isn't going to pay for a damn thing. Not compared to the trillions that are being used to make sure the medical communities, the hospitals, the doctors go along. They're all getting a financial stipend for saying it's a COVID death or a COVID case. Whatever they say, they're going along with it. And the corporations are going along with it. And the governments are going along with it. Look how many county commissioners we found out were, and county health commissioners were on the take for federal dollars. Okay, so who's in charge of the federal government? Okay, we've had 4 years of a, quote, Republican administration, and yet this stuff is going on. So if you think anything in the Democrat or Republican arena is going to fix this problem, you're crazy. You're dumber than a box of rocks. I'm sorry. These people created this mess. These people are perpetuating this mess. So once again, the punishment's on our people. Why? Because we refuse to bend the knee. We refuse to acknowledge our Creator. And we keep looking for human solutions to the problems created by other humans. When all along, it's our disobedience that has brought this down on our heads. But people don't talk about that. None of these people talking about solutions to the problems do I hear them saying it is repentance and coming back to the Creator Father that is necessary. Okay? I don't hear that. And without that as a solution, I don't know how in the world anybody thinks we're going to win, how any of this is going to go away. It's just not. Okay, they've created it. They're funding it. Okay, hospitals are getting anywhere from, what is it, 30 some thousand to 100 and some thousand dollars from the government per case. If they kill the person, such as with a ventilator, they even get another chunk of money put on there. How about that? Your tax dollars, your government spending digital shekels to pay for people to be killed within the hospital. Isn't that sweet? And we wonder why we're in the mess we're in. Again, when will the people demand truth? When will the people demand accountability? When will the people repent of their wrongdoing? And when will the people return to the Father? You don't hear that talked about in many circles at all. We got 1,000 people, as Henry David Thoreau said so long ago, we have 1,000 people whacking at the branches of the tree of evil for every one that's out there identifying and trying to chop the root of our problem out. Now, Brother Nathaniel just put out a video, I just watched it before airtime, where he was identifying the CNN talking heads and Peter Strzok talking about all this stuff on Biden is being put out by the Russians. Well, Wolf Blitzer, Schiff, and all the other commentators from CNN, they're all Jews. Every single one of them. Now, Bolshevism is another name for communism, which is another name for Marxism, which is another name for Judaism. Now, I'm getting that from Jewish sources. Okay? So, when you see the Bolsheviks on the camera lying to you, just picture them with their Russian KVDG. I can't remember the name of that. The four letters that were for the Secret Service in Russia. If Ralph or somebody can remember that. NKVD, that's what they were called. It was the Cheka first, then the NKVD, and then later on it became something else. I can't remember. All of them were secret police within Russia. All of them were communist. All of them were headed up by Zionist Jews. Same thing in communist China. Mao Zedong was basically a puppet of the Jews, and he did the same damn thing in China. And their secret police did the same thing, murdered and intimidate, and they still do it. It's Angel says it's the KGB, but it was before the KGB is what they call it today. But before the KGB, I think it was the NKVD. So somebody look it up. Of course, that's the abbreviation for the Russian, for the Soviet secret police. The point of it is it's always the same people operating the same way behind closed doors. And it's always to shut down dissent. And so that's what the mainstream censors are doing now, to shut down dissent and truth tellers from exposing the lies of these criminal Jews and what they're doing. Now, a lot of people say, well, Dan, you can't just blame the Jews. Well, no, it's not just the Jews. Obviously, we have traitors amongst our own kind. We also have many aliens that have infiltrated our lands. But again, Henry David Thoreau said it best. You need to be looking for the root of your problems. The root. The OSS, Angel, the OSS was our group. Office of Special Services or something like that. It was the predecessor of the CIA. So that's our, basically, secret police. Again, all headed up by Jews, always. CIA headed up by Jews, NSA Jews, FBI Jews. Alan Dulles and John Foster Dulles created these agencies. They were the brainchild behind them, especially Alan Dulles. Clear back in the early 1900s, shortly after World War One. You can read the book The Brothers, written by a Jewish author by the name of Kinzer, and he talks all about it. Okay, how the whole brainchild of the intelligence agencies was the Dulles brothers. And they used it for political gain and financial gain for their Jewish lawyer business partners from the beginning. Okay, you just can't make this stuff up. Now, another Jewish writer by the name of Robert Friedman wrote a book called The Red Mafia, How the Russian Mob Invaded America. And he says in that book, Russian mob is a euphemism for the Jewish mob. So now you learn how the mob operates, and you look at the way the governments of the white nations operate, and they operate identically. Why? Because the same Russian Jew mentality has infiltrated both. So organized crime is primarily Jewish. Bugsy Siegel and all those kind of people, Mo Green, et cetera, all the big names back in the early 1900s. Okay, Al Capone, all kikes. And you look at the talking heads in government in all of our lands, and all of our lands are Jews. Justin Trudeau in Canada and his father, kikes. Theresa May, kike. Johnson, kike. Macron in France, kike. Angela Merkel in Germany, kike. Okay? Do you see a pattern developing here? Here in the United States, what do we have? Well, we got Trump, whose daughter is a kike. She transferred over. Probably was Jewish all along, but pretending to be Christian, so now she's just reverted back to what she was. Married to Kushner, who's Mossad all the way. And Trump is just so proud of his Jewish connections and his Jewish grandchildren. Oh my, isn't that so sweet? And this is the same president, by the way, that told us that Hillary would be in jail, investigations would be made, 9/11 truth would come out, and none of it has come about. Okay? And Angels says I'm a smartass. Okay, well, I'm not a smartass. I just have been looking into this for so very long. If you only knew how many books and tracts and interviews and talks and lectures and gatherings I've been to in my lifetime, if you only knew. A friend of mine recently said, Dan, are you ever going to write a book? I said, no, for two reasons. One, I wouldn't even know where to begin. And number two, nobody would read it. And the ones that did read it wouldn't believe it. Only the people that have walked along with me through my life even have a clue as to all the different roads I've been down. It was kind of interesting. I was watching the interview with Tucker Carlson and the businessman that was partnered up with the Bidens. And it was interesting when he said he was a naval officer and that he had a Q clearance. A top secret clearance and a Q clearance, which was ironic because that's what I had when I was in the military as well. In the United States Air Force in the 1970s during Vietnam, I had a secret clearance when I came into the service. And while I was in the service, I was going to be promoted and given a job in security service, so they bumped it up to a top secret. Then I got out, and years later, I went to work for the Department of Energy, and they required, if you're going to work in the reactor areas at that time, they required a Q clearance. So they entered my credentials into the process for me to get a Q clearance. At the last minute, just before issuing the Q clearance, in order to save money, they issued me an L clearance, which was slightly cheaper and not quite as high, but that was only to save money, which is ironic. The government wanting to save money? Are you kidding me? They generate and waste money like it's nobody's business. But that was their excuse. I think personally they just got tired of waiting. It took 8 months, and I still hadn't got the clearance. And I had a top secret clearance in the Air Force, so you can imagine how much digging they do in order to get a Q clearance. So I could relate to the former naval officer as he's giving that interview with Tucker Carlson. I know what it takes to get those kind of clearances. I know what's expected of you, what you're allowed to talk about, not allowed to talk about, etc. I have an FBI friend that retired from the FBI about 5 years ago, and he wanted to tell me some things about what he saw, but he had 2 years of non-disclosure to go through first. Unfortunately, during that two-year hiatus, we've lost track with each other. But these are the kind of things that you find out. And the average person doesn't really know about these things because they don't ever stop to think. They just come home, they're tired, and they flip on the television set, and they think they're informed, okay, which is so sad. It's so sad. You think you're informed because you turn on the television set. And trust me, some of my family members, people I love dearly, they're in that same fog. they're in that same nonsensical position where they think the television is truth. No, the television is information. It's not truth. It's information. Unfortunately, information can be both true or false. It's just information. That's why the scripture says, my people suffer from a lack of what? Knowledge, which could have been interpreted as truth. There's lots of knowledge out there. Again, if you just sit in front of a television every day, you'll have all kind of knowledge. You might not have much truth, but you'll have knowledge. So my people suffer from a lack of knowledge. The other proverb also says, my people suffer from a lack of vision. Our people don't even have a vision of what freedom means anymore, what liberty means, what the founding fathers stood for, what our people, our race, has meant upon this earth. They believe all of the bullshit lies that come across the electronic media. It's sad. It is so sad to see it. And again, keeping your powder dry, that goes back to the American Revolution, which is what they used to tell each other in their meetings, the patriots back in that day, because most everything was musket loaders. And it was very important because now we have a modern-day cartridge for our rifles. That cartridge, as long as you don't get it in a very high humidity or even underwater, it's going to stay pretty well sealed in that cartridge and be able to fire. Well, back in colonial times, they didn't have the luxury of that. They had to take the black powder and pour it down the barrel of the rifle and then pack the powder down with a patch. Then they had to take their musket ball and put it on the top of the barrel and jam it down there with that same rod and set the ball down on top of the powder charge. I have a black powder rifle. It's a lot of fun to shoot it, but I'm going to tell you, it's not very fast. And there's a lot of dangers. But again, the black powder, if it's not dry, it will not fire. So keep your powder dry meant keep your powder ready. Be ready for warfare. Be ready for an enemy charge. I don't know how many people are actually ready for what's getting ready to come at us. The good news, of course, is that there's a lot of people who do realize the significance of the times, and they're rising up, and there are some good people, a lot of good people also coming back to the Father and His Holy Scriptures, His law. Which reminds me, I heard somebody not too long ago quote the verse in the New Testament where it says that all Scripture is God-breathed and for the edification of the people, etc., etc. Angel, if you want to look that one up for me and give it to me because I didn't have time before the show. What do you think that verse in the New Testament was talking about? All Scripture. And today's preachers say that's the Bible, the Scriptures of the New Testament. Well, I got news for you. No, it wasn't. The only Scriptures that the New Testament persons, such as Messiah himself and the apostles, the only Scripture available to them was the Old Testament. Christ himself quoted the prophets, the apostles talked about the writings in Scripture. It was all Old Testament, folks. And yet today's Christians typically want to throw the Old Testament out, or we even have a group of people now saying all the Old Testament's a bunch of Jewish writings. Well, not that the Jews haven't tried to contaminate the Scriptures and contaminate the documents that we have our translations from. That's true. But to say that the prophets and all of the stories of the Old Testament belong to them is blasphemy, because the prophets were our people. The Hebrews of the Bible are our ancestors, not the Jews. And the Jews' own writing will tell you that. If you read some of the major rabbis in the last 100 years, and many of the atheists amongst the Jews will admit it as well. Okay, so they are interlopers. They are the Revelation 2:9 Jews, those who say they are Jews but are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan. Okay, so every time you see these people like Adam Schiff and all of them talking on television, or Wolf Blitzer, or any of the other CNN, all of the CNN commentators and leadership is all Jew. CNN is 100% Jewish. Oh, 2 Timothy 3:16. Okay, thank you, Angel. Okay. So, Cigar Jimmy says, Adam shit. Well, they're all these Revelation 2:9 imposters, and yet the church world is still walking around as if Jews have some kind of special calling in this world, and some miraculous day they're all going to convert. In the meantime, it's okay that they murder Palestinians, that they spy on the entire world. They spy on certainly all Americans. All electronic media goes through Israel. Did you know that? All electronic transmissions go through Israel. And it's done on purpose so that they can spy. Because remember, where did the spy business start? With Jews. Where did all the nations, the white nations, come up with this idea of intelligence agencies? By the workings of the Jews within their governments. Therefore, they have converted all governments to be the enemies of the people. All governments are enemies of the people. If you don't know that by now, shame on you. The Bible is very, very clear. The beast that is looking for prey 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, is a beast government. You can never satisfy them. They're never satiated. They always look for new prey, new taxes, new regulations, more draconian measures, more cops, more military spending, more this, more intelligence gathering, blah, 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 blah. Every solution is more government regulation and more government power. When the truth of the matter is, the Bible teaches all government should be local, like the libertarians talk about. All government should be small, with very limited power. You handle things at the local level. In fact, you're supposed to handle things at the local level using judges. Back in the day when our ancestors were actually much more biblical and much happier and much freer, the judges, not like these judges we have today, they're imposters. They're actually misfits. But elders within the community would sit by the city gates and they would adjudicate matters that could not be solved between neighbors. When neighbors couldn't resolve their issues, then they went to the judges. The judges would come outside the city gates and they would sit there and have people come up to them and present their cases. And then based on scripture and common sense, they would issue a ruling for either the accuser or the accused. Okay? Again, no lawyers were involved, no complicated court proceedings, just simply three wise men, very calm, older men, weren't raging hormones going on, they were very calm, and they would simply hear out the matter and adjudicate the matter to resolve the problem. It's not very complicated, folks. Man complicates things so that there's power. Machiavellia talked about it in his book. I can't think of the name of it right now. Somebody help me out there. Machiavellia, the book that he wrote on it. And so was the Prime Minister Benjamin Disraeli when he talked of power, and he was a Jew as well, clear back in the 1800s. Disraeli wrote a book about how you obtain power and keep power. Well, he should know. That's how the Jews have operated for a long time. And basically what he said was, get between the people and what they want. Did you hear what he said? Get between the people and what they want. You have instant power. And so they've convinced you that we have to have government. And so the Jews take over control of the government because now government can inveigle themselves between the people and what they want instant power and instant control. So now they've got everybody as a debt slave in this mercantile system, since nobody's born free anymore. You're born as a debt slave from the time you're born. Okay? So they control you by threatening your job, because everything is tied to the mercantile system. You don't own your land, you have to pay tax on it. You don't own your car because you have to register it. Okay? Many of the fees and registration things that you do on an annual basis, they're all put upon you so that you're forced into their mercantile system. Now, once you're in the mercantile system, then you need a paycheck, don't you? You have to have some form of currency, or now it's digital shekels, to pay off your, quote, debts to your beast government. And so when they threaten your job, they threaten your ability to have a house, feed your family, have a car, travel, take care of your mom and dad. Machiavelli, that's it. Machiavelli, yeah. But he wrote a book. I can't think of the name of it right now. So it's instant power by simply getting the people at the top of the corporations, which now more and more people are working for some mega corporation because they're driving the middle class out of existence, which, by the way, is one of the planks of the Communist Manifesto, so that they have total control by just simply controlling the CEOs and the board of directors of these major corporations, which is easy to do because many of them have Jews on them, and many of them are also in debt to the central bankers. The central bankers are all Jews. So you see how this octopus with its many tentacles, but again, for the 1,000 tentacles issuing out of this beast system, the root is the same. The Jew and his money. That's the root of your evil. The root of evil. The Jew and his money. It's as simple as that. So if you want to figure out how in the hell to fix the problem, you got to figure out a way to strip them of their power, which is their money, and to get them out of being in a position between us and what we want, which is liberty and freedom, common sense, living with our neighbors and figuring out our problems at the local level, getting corruption out of our government, getting corruption out of the media. You can't do any of those things with the Jews around. I'm sorry, you can't. You know, there's a few of my friends that say, well, Dan, I've got a few friends that I'm on, they're Jewish, I think they're fine people. Well, maybe they are. Maybe. Maybe. But the Bible doesn't differentiate between the good and the bad ones. It calls them Edom and Esau. They are an alien people to us. The Bible is very clear in the books of Deuteronomy and Leviticus that we are not to allow the alien to live amongst us permanently, and we are not to allow them ever to be part of our government. Ever. They're not us. They're not of our culture. They're not of our race. They're not of our family. They are not to have political power. And look at America today. Now, it started out as a white Christian constitutional republic, and that's how it became a great and powerful nation. Now we have become an empire with all kinds of misfits, given all kinds of power. The founding fathers did not set that system up. The system they set up was based on biblical principle. The system they set up said that only qualified electors get to make decisions about who's in office, who sits on a jury, and who can cast a ballot. Those three things, holding a public office, casting a ballot, and sitting on a jury, were only allowed to be held by those who met the qualifications. What were the qualifications? First of all, you had to be a man, you had to be white, had to be educated, had to be a landowner to show that you had skin in the game, and you had to be versed on scripture, because all of the English common law was based on scriptural law. And you could not be considered, quote, a moral man if you didn't know scripture. Okay? So when the country was run by those men, we became a very powerful nation. The Jews crept in and convinced us through their control of banking and the media that that was unfair. You see how they always do it to us? Oh, it's unfair that women can't vote. Well, women are voted for by the husbands and the men of the family. That's how they're covered. But they understood, just as Eve was deceived in the garden, if you turn and give them the power of the vote, now you've got a very large segment of the society you can turn against the white man. You have to remember, everything that has been done since the 1900s, the early 1900s, everything that they have done is to dethrone and disenfranchise the white man. If you haven't figured that one out, again, you're just dumber than a box of rocks. Okay? Everything is to silence and disenfranchise the white man. Now, a lot of people don't even want to talk about that because they're afraid of being called a racist. Well, if you look in an old dictionary, a racist is simply somebody who cares for his own kind. Of course you should care for your own kind. Black Lives Matter and blacks that hold up that they want to improve the black condition in this world, they're not called racist, are they? No. Even though they are, they're promoting their own kind. But racism is actually natural law. Of course you want to promote your own kind. Muhammad Ali gave a great interview many years ago where he talked about that. I don't want my kids growing up looking like somebody different. I want them to look like me. Well, Muhammad Ali was right. But white people today have been shamed and guilted to the point where they don't even want to talk about race. I've been in groups of white people at a party. This is many years ago. And when the subject of race came up, they all talked in whispers. Oh, that's it. Machiavelli, the Prince. And he wrote that in 1513. The Prince. Yeah. Political power. And they have used it for their purposes ever since. So let's see. Jimmy says here, all rise for the judges due to the fact that the judge carried the Bible into the proceedings. Now it feeds the scumbag Jews, judge's ego. Amen, Jimmy, that's right. When people rise for the judge coming into the courtroom, that's an old tradition because the judge carried the scriptures. The scriptures were then placed in front of the bench on a podium, and they were open to the books of Leviticus and Deuteronomy, where the laws and the judgments for those guilty of crimes. Many of the court cases in early America, the punishment for crimes was taken right out of the Bible, because it tells you what you do with rapists and murderers and kidnappers and pedophiles and traitors, and then lesser crimes, how they are to be punished. It's kind of funny, there is no such thing as a prison system in the Bible. No, there is not. Pagans, the Romans and other pagans all had prison systems, but the Bible, God's people, were never to institute a prison system. It's called retribution. You are to be required to pay retribution. If it's a capital crime, your retribution is that you're hung by the neck till you're dead, or stoning, depending on the crime. But you're dead. You're not a burden on society. You don't get a chance to commit the crime all over again or to teach your criminal ways to somebody younger. You're taken outside and you're executed. Period. Done. End of story. If it's a lesser crime, then you have to pay back to the victim, not the state. You see, the state has become a beast. It's a beast. A beast that wants to survive. So everything about the government is that they want to survive. They want more taxes, more power, more people working for them, more people subjected to their edicts and dictates, because that's power. And we, like fools, give it to them. We acquiesce and we give it. We give them our obedience. We give them our money. We give them our time. We give them our concerns, when really they're the lowest of humanity. Government is the lowest in humanity. That's why the Jews excel in government, because they use it as a vehicle to accomplish their goals. So again, I've said it. I don't know if anybody's paying attention or not, but you're not going to have any political or secular remedy to what's going on right now if you don't address the Jewish problem. And there's many other authors out there saying the same thing now, so I'm really glad to see that. Kevin MacDonald, E. Michael Jones, many other people, PhDs and other scholarly people. But you simply cannot solve the problem because they are literally, as the Arian Christ said 2,000 years ago, they are responsible for all of the innocent blood that has been shed. Why? Because they are the promoters of abortion. They are the promoters of homosexuality. They are the promoters of the big pharma. They are the promoters of GMO and toxic foods. They are the promoters of warfare and racial strife. Yes, they are. And they admit it. They admit it. Because they know the average person's going to tune into the television and won't have a clue what's really going on. They'll listen to whatever the Jew, like Wolf Blitzer and the rest of the kikes, will sit there and tell them some bullshit story and they'll buy it. They know that that's what the average person's going to do. Jimmy says, I'm listening and at the ready to cease this scam, bring the rain. I think it's coming, Jimmy. I think the rain is coming. I hope everybody's got an umbrella. And I hope your powder's dry, boys. I hope your powder's dry. Now, if Yahweh chooses to intercede and there's a miraculous change, that's wonderful news. But you cannot test him. Scriptures make it very clear. You are not to test the living God. You don't test him. He can save us anytime he wants to. But you don't test him. You don't sit back on your ass and go, well, I'm not going to do anything, and I'm not going to fight, and I'm not going to resist because I want you to do it for me. It doesn't work that way. He's not a genie in a bottle that you can go to your prayer closet and figuratively rub the bottle 3 times and a genie pops out and asks you what you want. That's not the way it works. And it says he wants to pour out the storehouse of heaven, the blessings of heaven upon his people, but there's a consequence. There is a condition for that kind of blessing. Okay? It's just not automatic. We got households full of believers out there to think it's an automatic thing. Really? Why? When I raised 2 families with 6 children, 3 children each. Okay? So I'm a father of 6 and grandfather of 14. Do you think for 1 minute that I'm going to pour out my financial or otherwise any blessings for me on disobedient children? No, of course not. Why would I do that? Why would I reward bad behavior? And yet we got people who are angry at God for mischief in their life or some if a relative dies or they're in a bad car wreck, whatever. And they look as if the Father's responsible. They don't ever blame themselves. They don't ever ask, well, maybe I didn't deserve to be saved or to have salvation presented to me. Because the Greek word that salvation comes from, folks, means to be delivered from physical harm in this world. In this world. It doesn't have to do with the other side. It doesn't have to do with what the church teaches. This feel-good little, oh, we're all going to play harps and float around on fluffy little clouds. No. That's not what it's all about. In the Greek language, it's very, very clear. Soter, which is the root word that many of the words salvation or saving or saved comes from, means to save from physical harm here and now. Such as, if you eat that pig meat, you are going to get certain ailments. So the salvation part is you listen to the prohibition and you stop doing it. Now, if you choose to go forward, okay, but you will have ailments because of it. That's just the way it is. Now, a lot of people don't want to hear that. I understand that. But it's facts are facts. Just like a lot of people don't want to hear about having to exercise or limiting the amount of alcohol they consume or any of the other prohibitions in the Bible. Well, you're right. We're like spoiled children. We don't want to hear dad's rules of the house because we want to do whatever we want to do. We're just like little children. I want to do what I want to do. Well, guess what? You can, but it comes at a price. Okay? It comes at a price. You can, the old saying, you can ignore the truth, but you cannot ignore the consequences of ignoring the truth. You can't do it. Just like when you tell your child, don't put your fingers on the burner of the stove or it'll get burnt. And the little child waits till mommy's out of the kitchen and takes their finger because they've never touched it. They've never felt it. How do I know mommy's telling me the truth? So they stick their finger up near the burner, and next thing you know, they got a big old blister on it. Okay, so you can test mom and dad. You can test our Father in heaven if you so choose. But don't bitch when it comes back to bite you in the ass. Don't bitch to him. He tried to tell you. Okay? Let's see here. Angel says there's a second wave of COVID is a lie. The news is trying to say hospital beds in El Paso, Texas are full. That's bullshit. I've not seen even one case in many months. And Angel ought to know because she's a retired nurse. Many years in the intensive care unit of a cardiothoracic unit. So she ought to know. So that's one thing nice about the audience we have here. We have people with a great deal of experience in a lot of different areas. And as a team, we come together. A lot of the things I present to you on the program or I send out by my emails and everything else, that's stuff that's sent to me. It isn't that I dig for all this stuff. It's all the many, 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 many contacts I've made over the years. People who know what I stand for, what I believe in. So when they see things and hear about things, they call me, they text me, they email me, they send envelopes, whatever. And they let me know what's going on. And then I can turn around and share it with you folks. Okay? That's how it works. It's called networking. Networking amongst the brethren. Because we look at everything from a biblical point of view. Because that's the only thing that matters, folks. If nothing else gets through to you about what we're witnessing happening right now, it should be that the Bible is telling the truth. The scriptures are telling us the truth. And this world system, this wicked, evil world system is getting ready for their final push for a total communist takeover. And when I say communist, I'm talking about Zionist, okay? I'm not going to mince words. Communism is a synonym for Bolshevism, which is Marxism, which is Zionism, all right? Jimmy says he's dating a pilot that flies all over and she reports the BS back to him. All right, Jimmy, good for you, buddy. Yeah, we all have contacts like that, many, many different contacts. But the good news is people are starting to fight back. I saw some things by some Canadians. They're getting tired of all of the stuff Trudeau's doing up there. Again, another kike. All this stuff's being done by kikes. Look at all the cities that were burning, all the states that are doing draconian measures and all that. They're all blue states run by Jews. Every one of them. New York, Virginia, New Jersey, Michigan, on and on and on. The cities, the mayors that are like de Blasio, kike, Cuomo, kike, Whitmer, kike, Newsom, kike, Northam in Virginia, kike. So, you know, is it my fault for pointing out the fact of the obvious? Where do all these kikes come from? How do they all get into power? Now, you actually think your vote counts, folks? Do you really think your vote counts? They got control of this when we turned over the electronic counting of our votes to foreign companies, which guess where they get their shekels from, and we allowed them to do the counting for us, electronic counting, okay? And you think that it's not rigged? Please. So the insurgency continues, and more of my trusted voices that I listen to have been saying, don't go anywhere unarmed today. You better be carrying your weapons fairly close at hand, if not on your person, very easily obtainable, pretty much anywhere you go today. And within your home, again, you want to have safety features. If you've got children around, whatever. One of the safety features that my father, because we had weapons in the house, my father taught us how to shoot at a very young age. So we learned the power of a weapon and to respect that weapon by the teachings of my father. And none of us children would ever even think to go near those weapons without him around. Wouldn't even think of it. And I did the same thing with my children. As soon as they were old enough to safely handle it, we went out to the woods and we started out with little 22 pistols and 22 rifles. And they learned how to load it, how to aim it, how to pull the trigger. A 22 cartridge is a very light cartridge, not a lot of power, not a lot of kick, not even a lot of noise, really. It's a great way to teach, and it's not expensive. A little 22 bolt-action rifle, a little 22 pistol, and go out and you show them the mechanics of it. And as they get a little bit older, then you can take them out and let them shoot a 38 pistol or a 9mm, or let them shoot a 222 or a 223 rifle. And when they get a little bit bigger than that, now they can start handling shotguns and 308s and 30-06s and 300 Winchester Magnums. All right, it's progressive. The same way I start out on motorcycles. You start out on a dirt bike. Then you go to a street bike. You get to like a 350 to a 440, and you go up to a 650. Then you go to a 750, and then you end up in a big old Harley. You do it in steps, just like the scripture says. You don't feed children, babes, swaddling babes, porterhouse steak. Why? Because they can't digest it. You don't start out with the big thick steak. You start out with the mom's breast milk. Then you go to Pablum. Then you go to baby food. Then you go to softer foods in the adult world. And then you work your way up. Well, it's the same thing with truth. It's the same thing with many other things in society. Computers, the same way. I was blessed that the computer age started when I was in my 20s, so I learned it on the job and at home, bit by bit, piece by piece. I even took some programming in college before I went into the military. Fortran 4 and Watt 5. Okay, basic programming. I was never really good at it, but I learned how you do it. I learned how to write some basic programs to do some simple things, so I knew the process. I knew how CPUs worked. I knew DOS, which was the digital operating system of the first computers. A lot of the commands you had to type out. They didn't have Windows at that time, remember? Windows, everybody knows Windows now. Well, Windows came along much later. Everything was done in DOS. DOS commands. Much harder, much more complicated. So you see what I'm saying? Yeah, complicated things today, you can pick up and learn if you break it down into its smaller pieces and start it simple. It's like learning a language. You don't try to learn languages and speak at the speed of somebody that's been speaking it for their whole life. That's ludicrous. That's not how you do it. How did you learn it as a child? By people speaking very simple phrases, very slowly, and pronouncing the words very clearly. And you just keep repeating it until it sinks in. And then as you build on that, then you can escalate. That's how things are done. Even scripture's that way. Don't try to absorb it all at once. You start out and you piece by piece, line upon line, precept upon precept. And you also work together as brothers and sisters if you get into a complicated area. Share notes, share experiences, share testimonies. I love hearing testimonies. I had two brothers call me yesterday, both of them ex-Navy, and both of them are in their 50s. And both of them are going through the exact same strife in their personal lives. It was ironic, absolutely ironic. And both of them were saying almost identical things to me. It was really uncanny. And it all fits hand in glove with what we see going on. Society is falling apart as we watch it. It's falling apart because we refuse to honor the God of the Bible. We refuse. We keep looking for solutions everywhere but him. Everywhere. And all of these Trump-tards out there are looking towards Donald Trump as if he's a savior. And listen to Trump talk, a lot of times he thinks he's a savior too. This whole charade with the Democrat Party and these Bolsheviks is to drive the few remaining, particularly white Christian men, into Trump's camp. So be careful. Be very, very careful. Because he's setting himself up as the false prophet, the false Messiah. Now, I'm not saying that he is. I'm saying it's being set up for that. You can see it. That's why I'm saying be very, very careful. We are entering that period of time where this is going to shake out in the very near future. Very near future. So that's the good news. We're not going to have much longer to wait to see who's really who and who's lying and who's deceiving who. We're going to see it very, very soon. But that's also why I say you need to be prepared for either scenario. That's what they used to teach the Boy Scouts. Okay, you prepare for the worst. Always prepare for the worst. And like they used to tell us in the military, a good soldier prepares for war, but he prays for peace. No person, I've had some people say, well, Dan, I think you're part of a group of guys, they just want war. They want to go out and just kill a bunch of people, and they just hate the races. And I said, well, then you don't know me, and you don't know the people I hang around with, because not a single solitary man I know wants violence. Not one. In fact, the men I know abhor violence. Okay? Nobody I know likes violence. That's ridiculous. However, I also don't like watching criminals raping, murdering, abusing, vandalizing, torturing other people and getting away with it. That's just as heinous. So when the government, who is supposed to be the administrator of God's law, has become completely controlled by the Antichrist, so that they not only are not doing God's will, they are actually doing Satan's will. When the government starts doing that, now it becomes the people's job to take care of it themselves. I saw that not far from where I grew up in Pennsylvania is one of the areas that are being hit by violence here lately, and the locals, which I'm not surprised having grown up in that area, the locals are taking it upon themselves to deal with the criminals. That's pretty much the kind of people that I grew up with. They don't wait around for a bunch of bureaucrats or a bunch of badges to show up to solve a problem. If you got people causing trouble in your neighborhood, the men know how to handle it. That's what it's going to have to be countrywide. It's going to happen all across the world. The righteous people have to decide, I've had enough. I've had enough of this nonsense. The lies, the deception, the criminality, the endless wars, the endless banking fiascos, the endless taxing of our people. It's time for it to end. So, again, those two books I would highly recommend if you want to see why your government behaves like a mafiosa. Read those two books. And it's kind of interesting. The first book, The Brothers, about John Foster Dulles and Allen Dulles, was given to me by a friend. And he said when he saw the book and he bought it to read it, he thought of me. So I thought, wow, there's the father working because of that. And after I read The Brothers, I had an email from somebody that told me about the book called The Red Mafia. And when I read about its subject matter, it fit hand in glove with the stuff that was stated in the other book called The Brothers. Because it shows how Jewish criminality works in the framework of what we call government. They hide behind that, just like they're hiding a martial law takeover behind a medical emergency. There is no medical emergency. This is 100% a communist insurgency that's going on. And I've said it over and over again. Anybody that is supporting this locking down, face mask wearing bullshit story of this COVID is identifying themselves as a traitor to mankind and certainly a traitor to the United States of America. 100%. And I say that not pleasantly because I have family that fall into that category. I'm ashamed to say it. They're going along with this bullshit. Fortunately, not very many of them. One or two. And they are traitors to mankind and this country. So you have a whole lot of people in very powerful positions and getting a whole lot of face time on your electronic media that are treasonous and are committing crimes against humanity. I pray to the Father that they will be held accountable in the very near future. I pray for a righteous remnant of men capable of bearing arms to say, we've had enough, and stop looking to the government that created the problems to fix the problems. It's not going to happen. Yeah, Ralph says, imagine that the one is the Navy captain I've talked about. Yeah, he's not my relative. He's a relative of a very close friend of mine. It's his brother. The relative I'm speaking of is an MD doctor back in up north. And I only heard from other family about what he's been putting on Facebook and other social media. And he's going along with this. So that means he's pocketing money. Every one of these lying bastards is financially gaining from it, or they're gaining in their narcissism. Okay, they want the attention. They want people to look at them like they're some sort of lab coat wearing god. Okay? And it's disgusting. It is so obvious that this is a ploy and a lie. I just don't know how anybody can subscribe to it or go along with it. I really don't. But we've been talking about this for many years, getting back to basics, becoming minimalists, tightening up your belts, get ready for some tough times, folks. Now more than ever, I really have a gut feeling something huge. And look what we've already seen since March, and what my gut is telling me what's getting ready to happen is much bigger than what we've seen. It's causing me a lot of distress because I think they're going to pull out all the stops. So it's going to be in-your-face Bolshevik takeover, and it could even become extremely violent. So again, you need to be mentally, and as all my combat veterans friends tell me, the most important aspect for survival at a time like this is your mental condition, folks. You can prep all you want, but if you're not mentally prepared, you're not going to make it. You're going to fall apart. And where does mental preparation come in? Through faith, people. I would hope that the folks listening to this broadcast understand that. Your faith gives you courage. Your faith brings and dispels fear. False evidence appearing real. That's what fear is. F-E-A-R. False evidence appearing real. The Holy Spirit and a person who has given themselves over to our Father in heaven sees through the lies and deceptions. They also know that he's in charge of this world, not the Antichrist. The Father allows the Antichrist to do what he does because it's punishment for you and I. It's punishment for you and I as disobedient children. Now, the good news is that for his children that have already repented and come back to him and are shedding off Babylon, shedding off the idea that we worship a government and the bankers, I believe he's going to help them survive this. I really do. But it is going to be ugly to witness it happen. Like I've said for years, you're going to see people that you've known a long, long time, friends, coworkers, family, they're not going to make it. It's by their choice, though. They're going to take the shot. They're going to acquiesce. They're going to give in. And it's not going to be pretty. What's going to happen to them? You see, like Mel Gibson said in that movie, all men die, but not everybody lives. Not every man lives, but all men die. All men die. All men die. In fact, that was the verse I had for today from 1 Peter chapter 1, 24 and 25. For, quote, all flesh is like grass, and all of man's glory like the flower in the grass. The grass withers, and its flower falls, but Yahweh's word endures forever. That's taken from Isaiah chapter 40, but it was found in 1 Peter chapter 1. This is the word of the good news or gospel which was preached to you. So here Peter is going back to Isaiah when talking to our ancestors 2,000 years ago. So the two intertwine. So you can't separate him. These people that say, I'm a New Testament Christian, I don't do anything in the Old Testament. Well, that's kind of funny because your New Testament writers often quoted the prophets, and Messiah himself often quoted the prophets. So you're going to take all the wisdom of the prophets and throw it away because you're a New Testament Christian, as if that's something different than the Old Testament. It's one and the same. It's about the Father. Go read Isaiah chapter 33, verse 22. You have a Savior. You had a Savior clear back when Isaiah had penned those words. His name is Yahweh, the Father, the Creator. He came and put on flesh and got known as Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, but that was still the Father in a flesh body. The Father is the one and only God. Your Ten Commandments, I know a lot of people say they know it, but how many read it? There is only one God by which men will be saved. One God, one Savior. Yahweh El Shaddai. The church world is so full of blasphemies today, it's unbelievable. Now, Angel says here in her, she's written in here, women who do not want to own a gun, buy a taser. Well, you want to buy something to level the playing field, especially ladies and young people, okay? You get some of these bigger guys, especially if they're up on drugs or they're being influenced by the drugs, they don't feel pain. So you need something to help level the playing field. So if you're not comfortable with a firearm, then tasers or sprays. One of my hunter friends told me that one of the things you can buy that's a very effective to stopping an intruder is actually Bear, the spray that hunters use to stop a big bear that's attacking them. It's a very powerful spray, and it's debilitating. It'll stop them in their tracks. Let me tell you, if it can stop a bear, it can stop a man. So, but ultimately, because of the situation, everybody should know how to use weapons. Even if you don't want to keep one in your house, you still should know how to safely pick one up, to unload it, to transport it. That way you're not afraid of it. You're not going to get hurt by it if you happen to stumble across weapons. And because if this thing goes hot, you're going to find weapons laying everywhere. So what good is it if you don't know anything about a weapon? You don't know how it loads. You don't know what kind of ammunition it takes. Ignorance, folks. Ignorance is not bliss. Ignorance will get you killed. So even if you don't want to buy one, you don't want to put one in your house, you still need to know how to shoot it. You still need to know how to locate one, identify its caliber, and how to properly load it. That's just common sense. If for no other reason than safety, safety of your family. What if your child saw a rifle or a pistol laying out in the field somewhere and he comes walking home with it? Would you know anything at all about how to verify it's not loaded? There's nothing in the chamber? Yeah. See, we're supposed to be leaders of our people. We're supposed to take care of our families. How do you do that if you're ignorant? Just knowing how weapons work is not a sign of violence or any kind of wrongdoing. Okay? It's just common sense. Everybody should know weaponry, just like everybody should know how to drive an automobile. In fact, I go one step further. Every person should know how to drive a stick shift. Every person. There's still a lot of things out there that operate with a manual transmission. A lot of these young people today don't even know what the hell a manual transmission is. If you own a motorcycle, you sure as hell do. Well, I should say a Harley. I guess they got some automatic transmission motorcycles now, too, because people are lazy. They don't want to learn anything. To me, shifting gears was always fun to do. Do it on tractors, do it on the trucks, do it in our cars. Did it on my Camaro and my Mustang. I always thought it was a kick. But what if you go out there, if there's a bad situation, and the only car that's running down the street is an old Camaro with a stick shift, and you don't know how to use a clutch, and you don't know how to shift gears? It's not that hard to learn, and it can be a lot of fun. I think getting back to the old ways is really what Father's driving us towards. Coming out of Babylon and learning how to do things on your own. Do things the old way. Okay? Let me give you a for instance in the area of health, because that's one of my favorite topics, okay? Now, the dentists keep trying to put this stuff in my mouth. Every time I used to go for cleanings, they try to rinse and polish my teeth with this fluoride stuff. It'd make me sick to my stomach. I kept telling them, don't. I'm allergic to the fluoride. But they don't listen. So it wasn't too long ago, maybe about a year ago, I learned about this stuff called oil pulling, which will, you put this solution in your mouth every morning and swish it around for 5 minutes or so, and it actually takes a lot of the plaque and stuff off your teeth. Imagine that. It's all organic, and it does take a little bit of getting used to putting the stuff in your mouth. It's not like it's cherry cola flavored or anything like that. But it's like all things. If you make it 7 days of doing it, it becomes a habit. You don't even think about it. So you put this stuff in your mouth, and you can feel it. You can feel how your teeth feel like they used to feel at the dentist office. It's cleaning them. And at night, the same thing. I use what they call dental soap. It's made with coconut oil and some herbs and all that. It actually looks like a bar of soap. And I just wet the toothbrush on it and get a little bit of this foam on there instead of using toothpaste. Guess what? I haven't seen a dentist in 2 years. My teeth and gums are just as healthy as when I used to go every 3 months. All right? So, again, the system is to keep you enslaved to the system and to get you to forget the old ways. There's all kind of things that the old ways are so much better for you. But we've forgotten it all. We've fallen into the Babylonian. We're drunk. That's, Angel says don't swallow it. Yeah, you don't want to swallow it. However, the stuff I use is all food grade, so if I did swallow it, it wouldn't hurt me. It just it doesn't taste very good. Okay, that's all. But a little bit of practice, you don't have to worry about that. But the point of it is, we've all been lulled to sleep. We've all been like the Pied Piper, the story of the Pied Piper. We've all had the Pied Piper playing that music and pulling us away from our Father in Heaven, pulling us away from the common sense things of this world that bring a lot of joy and a lot of a sense of well-being and a sense of accomplishment. We don't have that anymore. We've been coddled like little babies and little children. All of our childish wants, the beast system has made sure they give it to you, whether it's the porn or the drugs or the marijuana or whatever vice you've got. the beast will be sure to provide it for you. And so we've forgotten all the old ways. And I'm telling you that when he said to come out of Babylon so that you do not partake of her plagues, he wasn't kidding. Because the people that go along with this beast system and they take that injection, their end is not going to be pleasant. No matter how rough it is on us, it would be far worse if you give in to the beast. Far worse. Just like these communist insurgents, these young people that are going along with these Bolsheviks, they're going to learn the hard way that when you lay down with dogs, you get up with fleas. That's an old farm saying. You lay down with dogs, you're going to get up with fleas. You lay down with communists, and you could be the next group that they put up against the wall and shoot because you're just a useful idiot. And they don't trust you. And they don't respect you because you don't stand for anything. So if you're easily persuaded by a Jew handing you some electronic shekels, and that's all it takes to get you to betray your country and your race, then how much should they trust you? Because some other Jew or some other country comes along and throws a few electronic shekels at you and you'll betray the Jews that you were assisting take over the country. You see how that works? So, again, doing the right thing for the right reason is our primary objective, our primary mission, and the primary thing our Father wants us to do. Scripture is replete with verses that talk about doing the right thing because it's the right thing to do, not because of rewards, not because of financial gain. It's simply because it's the right moral thing to do. And we are commanded to do that. The world is in the shape it's in because our people have turned their backs on rational thinking, reality, and biblical teachings. Because we want to go our own way. Just like spoiled little children. And look at the mess that we're in right now. Now, Dr. Jim Willie was going to come on supposedly tonight, but I think something must have happened because I couldn't get a hold of him. So hopefully I can get him to reschedule for pretty soon because he has a lot of contacts. If there is a need for a special broadcast, I will certainly put it on the call schedule page of the website. Also, I will send it out to the people on my email list if that is what I feel is necessary. Right now, you all pretty much know where we're headed with all this. We've talked this thing to death. 21 years we've been saying where we're headed, and now it's here. It's exciting and scary all at the same time, I admit it. We know Father's in charge. We know that if we keep our nose to the grindstone and we keep on the narrow path of righteousness, that we should trust in Him and not fear. And I still believe that. But it is amazing to watch how many people have no scruples at all, no integrity, no backbone, no desire for truth, no desire for liberty. It is utterly amazing to me. Amazing. And by the way, if you've got friends or relatives putting those face diapers on, and I'm glad to see, too, up in Canada and other places, they're actually coming out now saying it's child abuse to put a child in a mask, especially all day. That is child abuse, pure and simple, plain just child abuse. But there are reports from dentists and from medical doctors of serious health issues that are starting to crop up from people wearing these damn masks. There's rashes and different things happening and breaking out on the face. Some of them are pretty severe. And in the world of dentistry, because you're not breathing that stuff out, it's staying within your mouth, there are new types of cavities forming on the surface of teeth. Normally, cavities form in the crevices where the food gets stuck and it's hard to get it out. They're getting new forms of cavities now actually forming on the surface of the teeth, because the teeth are exposed to all this stuff being kept on your face and in your mouth because you can't breathe it out. It's just ludicrous. I mean, it's just, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable. So again, if you pick up any news information, or if you have anything to share with everybody, send it to me. I'll make sure it gets out to everybody possible. If it's a big enough of a thing, we'll have a special broadcast and you can come on. This is a critical time, folks. And I'm not the only one that can feel it. I'm not the only one. There's just something in the air. You can feel it at the gut level. Jimmy, I'm sure, and Ralph and Henry and all the rest of the folks here listening in tonight, I think everybody can feel it. Everybody can feel it. And Angel says here, for the women, stand by your man, be a helpmeet and not his boss. Boy, if that isn't true. Ladies, I can't tell you the number of calls I get from the men who are completely exasperated by the women in their lives and what they're doing to them. Okay? Again, let's repeat the Genesis story. Adam was sent here first by himself to do a job. That's us men, us white men. Adam was put here to do a job, to bring law and order. Eve was an afterthought, mostly because Adam asked for it. That was not Yahweh's plan. So he wanted a companion like all the other races had their companions. Okay, so Father put Eve down here. And what was Eve's first job? To be Adam's helper. To help him accomplish his mission in the name of the Father. That was it. There weren't even children talked about at that time. So Eve was put here to give him companionship and to be his helpmeet, meaning to help him accomplish his goals, period. It wasn't till after the fall, when Eve was beguiled, seduced by Nakash, the serpent man, that's when pain in childbirth came along, the sin. And it also said, that's when he said, your obedience, your subservience will be to your husband. So apparently it was pretty much an equal thing up until then. And because she fell to the beguiling of the serpent, he changed things a little bit. But remember the pecking order, remember the hierarchy was Adam first, with a mission upon the earth. The ladies were to be his helpers, not his bosses. Today, women think they're bosses. A lot of women think they're actually men. They want to talk like men, dress like men, act like men, think they can handle everything a man can handle. They even want to sometimes try to fight and intimidate men. Now, I'm sure there's some men out there that'll work with, but I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of men that ain't going to work at all. Everything is upside down, folks. And that's why I said, as we go into this dark winter, this dark period of our history, it's going to require mental strength and mental clarity. And you can only have that, as far as I know, you can only have that when you get right with the Father. Because if you're in this world and you're listening to the stuff of this world, you're going to be totally screwed up. That's just all there is to it. You're not going to know which way's up and which way's down. So get right with the Father. Get right with yourself. Get your mental situation straightened out. Be of good strength and good cheer. Ladies, please understand your proper role and support the men that are doing it right, so that they in turn can do what we have to do, which will support you ladies. Okay? It's a two-way street. That's about all I got on the notepad here to cover with you tonight. So I appreciate you tuning in. I covet your prayers. Again, things are looking pretty severe. But again, encouragement in the scriptures, encouragement with your prayer time with the Holy Spirit and the Father. Oh, I'll tell you, what a crazy time. We've talked about it for so long, and now it's actually here. It's unbelievable. So stay strong, brothers and sisters. Stay strong. And thank you for those folks out there that do send a helping hand with us here and words of encouragement. It's so much appreciated. Dear Heavenly Father Yahweh, we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. We thank you for this time of fellowship on the air. We pray that the words were strong enough and meaningful enough for those that are needing to hear it. We pray for those that listen to it later on as an archive. These are dark, dark days, Father. And yes, we deserve it because of our acquiescence and our lack of involvement. But for those that have repented of that and have come back to you, Father, we ask a blessing upon them, that you would watch over them, give them strength, give them healing, look after their needs. And most of all, we ask that you would gather us together at some point, Father, and put us in safe places as you did Noah and his family. Because your judgment is getting ready to come down on this world, and it will be fierce. Walk with us and guide us. Forgive us our sins, our stumblings. Strengthen us and help us to be a comfort to those around us and a source of truth. And always protect us from our enemies. We ask all this in Yahweh's precious name. Hallelujah.